This episode of The Ramen Noodle is brought to you in part by Nature's Answering Machine, for when nature calls and there's no one to answer. Try Nature's Answering Machine today.
Hey, I'm Callie Lewis from GeekBeat.tv. You're listening to the... crap.
It's time for The Ramen Noodle, episode 136.
Nobody can blame ya. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, 'cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you. But you gotta be your own kind of noodle. Add your own seasoning. Be your own kind of noodle, even if nobody else laughs along.
Welcome back to another episode of The Ramen Noodle, clean comedy podcast. I'm Daniel J. Lewis.
I'm Jeremy Laughlin.
And I'm Jenny.
We are so happy to have you listening with us and to... Actually, you're listening to us, not with us, because we kind of listen to each other. Sometimes it's a little unbearable.
What were you saying?
Did you say something?
I wasn't listening to you.
Oh, okay. And sometimes we listen to you guys, the listeners. So I guess you are listening with us, but you're mostly listening to us, because right now, you know what? When I stop talking... we can't hear what you're saying, so... yeah.
I could.
That was a little childish moment on my part.
Definitely was.
Yeah.
Meh. Check out our, that sound.
Hey, Daniel. Meh.
That sound is really only appropriate if you've got, like, brownies in your mouth or something.
What?
Meh.
I don't know if appropriate is the word that springs to my lips.
Or just comes out of your mouth.
Whatever. I don't know what we're talking
like
about
French
anymore.
Prize.
Hi, everybody. This is the podcast.
Yes. Check us out on our web, cleancomedypodcast.com. It's the official clean comedy podcast.
Give us some stars. Mm-hmm. Or not.
Or not.
Actually, we did receive a review on iTunes, which we don't receive these very often because I guess everyone who listens has already reviewed us. But we got a review in iTunes from Tlarsen88.
Wow.
I guess there were 87 other Tlarsens, or maybe Tlarsen is 88 years old when
you
he created the account.
You might want to wipe your mic off now.
No, I never do. It ruins the taste of the comedy.
No.
And they said, Tlarsen said that... Jenny,
that
Daniel, and Fleegon, Jeremy, bring joy to my life every week with their seasoning packets of comedy. This podcast is definitely my favorite, and I can't wait for a new one each week. They even do the show live, which is great!
Oh,
this is truly a clean podcast, and I never need to feel guilty listening to it. I highly recommend checking it out. You will not be disappointed.
Wow.
From Tlarsen88. Thank you, Tlarsen88.
And you...
is your mic dripping? Did I just see that drip?
No, that's drool. I keep the drool off the mic.
We all now know exactly which words were in all caps in that review.
Yes, because Daniel reads all caps in all caps.
That's because they're supposed to be yelled. And hey, Tlarsen, one space after a period, just in case.
Oh my gosh, did you really just...
Daniel?
Yes.
That was a gift
awkward
horse,
silence.
And its mouth was double spaced.
I figure he's either 88 years old and doesn't know.
Oh my gosh.
Daniel, you're making it worse. Thank you.
Thank
Tlarsen.
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 Yeah, you have to roll it off your tongue.
Tlarsen. And I left two spaces after that sentence.
You have to roll the T, too.
Okay.
Tlarsen.
In my head.
I'm glad you said that, because I was worried that Tlarsen wouldn't want to be rolled off of anybody's tongue. So I'm glad you clarified. Just the T.
Boy. How about we move on with this podcast? You game with that? Funny stuff from the last week or so.
Were you just trying to get some street cred with your lingo?
Mm-hmm. You game with that?
It's the Merciless Cast.
It's spontaneous stuttering. Spontaneous stuttering. It almost sounds like a
piglet.
I was going to say a commercial
from
or something.
From Winnie the Pooh.
Spontaneous
I can never
suffering.
Say...
I mean, stuttering.
We're all just talking about different things.
I can't say Winnie the Pooh without thinking of Winnie, our listener that is now in the chat room.
She's finally here again.
Winnie the Pooh.
Well, let's talk about the funny stuff that's happened within the last week or so-ish. And I've got something that actually this is a recurring thing. And I have an iOS device or a couple iOS devices. I have an iPhone and an iPad. And if you want to friend me on Game Center, my username is Daniel J. Lewis. And one of the games Jeremy and I have been playing with each other is, what is it, Angry Worms? Just Worms. It's Worms 2 Armageddon.
Worms.
And
we're terrible.
I'm a lot better against the computer.
I know, me too.
Well, while playing this game of Worms, I decided to have some fun with it. And so started coming up with some things. And I took screenshots as we went along. Now, just to explain the way Worms works, and that sounds like bad grammar, but it's not. It is a turn-based game where you take turns throwing missiles and grenades and exploding bananas and stuff like that at your opponent, and you're scattered around a map. And there have been other games, and if you're familiar with DOS, you might remember the QBasic program where you could play the gorilla game.
Oh my gosh.
It's very similar to that. Or there's also a thing called Tank Wars. Anyway, this game had some... I decided to have some fun with this. So you can name your characters, and I'll read to you some of the things that then this game says, which I thought were very appropriate for us. A nice 2 kills for your mom.
Oh, wow.
I knew it.
Yeah. Are you the little worm with the...
Yes, I'm the little worm.
Are you the worm with the...
and then Jenny just goes, you are a little worm. Not a big one, a little one. And with the what?
I don't think I'll...
finish that sentence.
No.
Well, apparently there was too much your mom in this because it crashed my program that I was using to look at the pictures of this.
Good, good, good.
But check it out. The game was free... Right? It was free for a day. It was 99 cents.
It was 99 cents, wow. I think.
Yeah. But if you get it, please add us and you can play Worms 2 Armageddon with us and have fun. Here's a thing where it said your mom was a coward and your mom gets that sinking feeling.
That's nice.
Your mom goes glug glug. Remember the name, your mom.
That's not very nice.
Your mom goes to Davy Jones' locker.
That's really not nice.
Never underestimate the power of your mom.
Oh, gosh.
Double dose from your mom. Hey, your mom, you're on.
Okay.
Your mom is about to step up.
Did you name them anything other than your mom?
No, I named every single worm your mom so I could get these screenshots.
I was like, what kind of game is this?
So like the opposing team is like Edward, Robin, John, Jack, and my team is your mom, your mom, your mom, your mom, your mom.
Are you the little detective hat worms?
Yeah, the little red ones. Your mom is dead in the water, literally. And... your mom is firing on all cylinders.
Okay.
Wow. Your mom is lost at sea.
Oh my.
Your mom is looking for the Titanic.
These are poor mom.
You're somebody's mom.
And hair care products.
I was gonna say, I do that too. That's really weird.
So if you ever see someone in the store taking pictures of hair care products, it's probably Daniel.
It's probably
yeah,
Daniel.
No context. I in my slideshow here, I got two random other pictures.
I have one to add to that, and maybe we can put mine in the show notes too.
Oh yes.
I mean, it's only funny if you watch Once Upon a Time and really only if you've seen season 2, but I named my whole team names from Once Upon a Time and good guys, which I quickly realized was a bad idea because it made me a little bit more upset whenever one of my worms would die, because it's like Mary Margaret goes glug glug. I was like, oh no. Mary Margaret's drowning. This is bad. But I have a screenshot here.
Especially if you're Prince Charming, because then you have to go find her because you always find
her. That's right. That's right. And not happening now, dearie. So my whole team was named these things, but then I was playing the campaign in this game and it picks different groups of worms and gives them names. Oh, yeah. And I was in this medieval one. And so I have a screenshot of a worm named Lancelot having just left dynamite next to Emma. And if you're a Once Upon a Time fan, you'll understand why that's funny.
Nice. So that wasn't actually your random noodle update, though.
No,
do you have one to share with us, Jeremy?
I do.
Yes. Please share. Oh, Maha Jeremy.
What'd you call me?
Maha Jeremy. Like Maha Rush Limbaugh.
Okay. I'm not understanding at all.
I don't know what it means either.
Earlier, actually, something happened that I just thought was fairly hilarious. And it involves Jenny over here.
Oh.
Because all of a sudden, after we all ate, she goes, "It's impossible to trip a dog. They have four legs." And then Lucy comes over to me and she stands up and puts her paws on my knee. And Jenny got this look of realization and delight. And suddenly she scoots down in her chair and trips the dog because the dog was now standing on only two
legs.
It
was wonderful.
She was so happy. But that's not really my whole story. My other story is not really a story, but it's really more, I'm going to give everyone an opportunity to laugh at my pain.
Your pain?
Mm-hmm. So I was at work today, and I have a new job, but I have retained my old job. And so this is the job that you've all heard so many stories about in the past, the food service job that shall remain nameless. So this would be another tale from the drive-thru.
Oh, hold on.
Here comes. Wait for it.
And now,
tales from the drive-thru. Ah, that tuba!
When we're waiting, I should just like go boom.
Oh, that tuba.
Until I find the button.
No, you shouldn't do that. Anyway.
I love that tuba.
It's cold here. I think our high was maybe 20. I don't think we hit 25 today. And some of our northern listeners are thinking, that's nothing. We were just talking in the chat room before the show about this. We sound downright warm compared to places in Canada. But regardless, the wind chill was still 8 degrees Fahrenheit here today. And that's not something you want to just be out in. But if you're in the drive-thru and the prevailing winds of the area blow straight at that stupid window, you're basically outside. My hands were getting so cold and they were numb. But when I really knew I'd had enough, I was finishing off a couple of milkshakes and I went to put the whipped cream on.
Wait, like drinking them for your customers?
Yes. I taste all the milkshakes, but these I just decided to finish and let them know that the whole thing was good when they got to the window.
Climb every mountain, taste every milkshake.
Sure.
That's from Sound of Music.
Okay. That's awesome. I don't believe you. So I go to put the whipped cream on. You know, most people know how whipped cream works. You push
open
on,
mouth, no. Stick it.
You push the little nozzle thing, and it comes out of the can. I grabbed the can, I shook it, I turned it upside down, I put my finger on the little nozzle, and I couldn't make anything happen. I couldn't exert enough force. It wasn't that the can was cold. It was my hand. I could not move my finger with enough force to dispense whipped cream. And at that point, I tried multiple times. I thought about using two hands. I had to get somebody else to put the whipped cream on. And I was like, I have had enough. And this happened relatively quickly, an hour or less, probably, maybe a little over an hour.
That it took you to get the Cool Whip?
Yeah.
The whipped cream?
No, that it took my hands to become... I was like, I really hope that I regain the grip in my hands at some point in the future.
Wow. They should let you wear gloves or something. Like you could wear some cool, fashionable black leather gloves.
Well,
and
I don't
then
think
dress
that
in
would
a
happen.
Black suit and a black fedora and serve people shakes that way.
I would like that. I could probably really cool. Do that on, like Halloween or something, but that would be the only time. At some point, I don't want to hog all of the time, but I have a video that I would like to play.
Okay. Give me the link and I'll cue that for in a bit.
All right.
Jenny, what is your roll-up light?
What was that?
What?
That's what happens when you take a phrase and like slice off the top, the ascenders and the descenders of the letters.
And then and that's roll what you... over it with a truck?
No, it's like when you're trying to, you know, the tiny little boxes sometimes rebate forms have for you to fill information out?
No.
Well, they're like one letter per box. And I'm always unsure of, is the bottom of the box supposed to be the baseline for my text? Because then what happens to the descenders, like the lowercase g or a lowercase j or anything like that?
I don't know.
And it gets chopped off and I always worry. Anyway, go ahead with your story.
Okay, I will.
Anytime you're ready.
Maybe she sooner
would be better.
I'm later. Trying to fit my story into the little individual boxes now.
Postmark it by like soon.
All right. Sometimes Daniel spits out the car window. And
I put the car window in my mouth and I just spit it out.
Nice. What's... Watch out, they spit.
But he does it so well because, you know, he's a typical man. And when he spits, it sounds like it's spelled P-T-O-O. And he does it really well. And the other day...
Shall I teach everyone here in the podcast?
No.
He does it really well. It's one of the things I love about it.
No, I mean, it doesn't even get on the back window or anything. He does it really well. And we can be going super fast and it won't, you know, blow onto the back window.
It's too bad it doesn't go on the back window because that'd be really gross, number one. And number two, when you eventually have kids and they're old enough to be on the podcast, that would be their story.
Oh...
Dad spits on the window. It sounds like patoo. And then it gets on the window. It hit, I think it was going to hit me in the face. And then one time I had my window down.
Wait, are you telling our future children's story for them now?
Yes, definitely. I'm not your future child. Come back to the past.
Well, Dachshund would argue that.
I know. I know.
Anyway.
He.
I tried spitting the other day. It did not go well.
I did too. All over my screen.
It didn't sound like two, and it got everywhere.
What did it sound like?
I don't even want to. I don't even know.
BLBLBLBLBL.
What? Oh, that does not sound like BLBLBL.
How do you spell that?
BBBBBBB. Anyway, it landed on my coat. It landed on the car. It wasn't.
This is starting to sound like a Dr. Seuss.
So, girls can't spit. This girl can't spit. I can spit in the sink just fine, but I wasn't spitting in the sink. I was trying to spit out of the car. Didn't work. That's my story.
Wow, I didn't know all the different ways you could spell spitting sounds.
Well, she often spells it, like, after I spit. It's kind of like...
T-T-O-O.
Yeah, it's kind of like kids when they see a word, like, they've learned
like
how to
Scrabble.
Spell. Cat, you know, they're like, cat, C-A-T.
P-T-O-O.
It's like, patooey, patoo, P-T-O-O.
I don't do it like that.
No, not
I don't sound like a first like grader. Or under.
Well, I have... another random little update here, and this came from our trip to Las Vegas where we were on
you stole an airplane. That you stole that from the plane.
I didn't steal it.
You stole it.
Oh my,
just like the blankets.
Well,
we stole
you
what?
Seen,
on the plane.
What
you've seen
we
these...
stole four blankets from Delta.
They didn't what? Steal they're given
Delta
out,
if you want
freely.
Your blankets back you can't have
they them. Don't wash them and repackage them.
Ew. That... I hope not.
Wait, what I'm holding
hotel?
In my hand?
No, not that. Oh,
I'm holding in my hand a
Wait a minute.
A French bag.
Yeah.
This is for...
Didn't I do an update about these bags myself?
Wow, crickets, you're right.
That's awesome. Because like of the what fact they that say. It says,
I'll be back?
Yeah, because if you were to use it and put that side up, I think that's kind of funny. It's kind of threatening.
Wow, you're totally right. You have... This is bad when we start.
We start having the same.
Hey, but you do have something else, paper, to share.
Share the paper. Random noodle update.
Share the paper. No, share it's not
paper.
The paper mail.
For the people listening,
oh, that's later.
Don't know what we're talking about. It is a Daniel calls it a French bag. Most of us would call it a barf bag.
Yeah.
From Delta.
It's a barf bag.
But one side says feel better, and the other side says I'll be back, which I guess you're supposed to use to save your seat.
Yeah, but...
But just imagine if you filled that bag
blah.
The way it's supposed to be, and you left gross. It... How? What that's what if you're cleaning the plane,
whoopee cushion.
You find that bag, and it's like, I'll be back.
I'll be back for more.
Well, you're sunk if you use your bag, and you want to come back.
No, it's okay. You're not sunk, because your seat cushion can be used as a flotation device.
Soak in that bag if you filled it.
It depends on what you fill it with. What did you eat? So
yeah, I ate hot air balloons. No,
never mind that we random noodle update because
pretzels,
that was
peanuts, and ginger cookies on the plane.
Oh,
yeah, something like that. Okay, so canceling out that random noodle update.
That's awesome.
Let's move on to this.
Ring, ring, hello. Ring, ring, hello. Ring, ring, hello. Ring, ring, hello. Ring, ring.
You have a bad connection.
Oh, hey, what a coincidence. This letter, by the way, this is where we hear, you know, your feedback, this funny stuff that you send us. This letter came from Clarkson 88, or Clarkson. Otherwise known as Tim.
How is that spelled, Jenny?
I don't know.
P-T-O-O Clarkson. He said, he sent us an actual letter, like on paper and in an envelope with a stamp before the stamp prices go up.
That's
like,
called
on Friday,
snail mail, I've heard.
I love snail mail.
Ooh.
I love it.
I don't know why I sniffed it then.
You were hoping it was...
For some reason, I heard snail and I thought sniff.
Okay.
Sniff mail.
That's sniff mail. That's a sniffogram.
That's what dogs do.
Snails can't sniff or else they inhale their eyeballs.
Do you know it's hard to trip a dog?
Not anymore.
It's hard to trip a snail, too.
Not if you know how to do it.
So this letter came in from Tim. He said, "Hi, Daniel, Jenny, and Jeremy. I hope you all had a wonderful Christmas season. Your Once podcast and Clean Comedy podcasts are something I look forward to every week. Your hilarity helps my nights at work go that much faster, and I really enjoy the way you all interact together as friends." You know what? I just realized something. If he
were friends.
If he was born in 1988, that's not as young as I was thinking
Stuckers.
It was.
No, it's not.
No, that's not. I was thinking that 88 meant like
98,
13 years old or 14 years old. And I just realized, no, wait a minute. 88 isn't that much younger than I am. So, especially...
you're older than 88?
Wow. Daniel, you really robbed the cradle. If you're 88, you lied to me.
I am an old man now. Well, there were a couple things about the letter overall that stood out to me and made me realize this. Is one that he said that he enjoys listening at work, and that made me suddenly realize, wait, this kid isn't 13 years old.
This kid, oh my gosh.
And the other reason is that the handwriting is actually legible. And actually, I mean, pretty good handwriting. Surprisingly.
Like, are you now critiquing grammar and handwriting?
No. But anyway, Tim's letter continued. "I just wanted to send each of you a gift to say thanks for bringing extra joy to my life since I found you a couple of months ago. Can't wait for out to come back in January, in Jan, and to hear about the funny things that ensued over the hiatus. Thanks again. God bless from Tim. And Tim sent each of us a gift.
Aww.
This I like one gifts.
Is for Fleagon. That's Whoa. What it says. This one is for me. And this one's for Jenny. Wow. They oh, are boy. Gift cards to Caraboa Coffee. So well, thank you.
Thank you.
Wow. Tim. Thanks.
I really appreciate that.
It's a pretty gift card.
It's awesome.
It's a kid blowing stars out of the palm of his hands. Maybe the
kid
is
Tim. A kid who, no, this kid was born probably after.
Thanks, Mr.
Tim. Well, depending on how old the picture is, after 98.
So 88, you mean?
Well,
it's or, Tim in no, the chat room seriously. Tonight. Seriously. Tim? Calling all Tim?
Oh, you know, one of the other reasons, actually, I think that I thought, no, that doesn't make sense, but that I thought he was young is because I think we received a sponsorship from him for one's podcast, and it came from a name other than Tim Larson. Oh. Tim Larson. So it sounded like it was his mom's account or something like that. But I could be like... Totally.
Way off the confused. Deep end and making all sorts of assumptions.
But
Larson.
I love this. They have inside the little the envelope, it said blank, Tim in the blank. Handpicked this gift card out of all the gift cards in the world, specifically for Jenny. And it's blank under it.
So and mine really... says for Fleagon.
So Jeremy, your name is Fleagon now. You should just change it.
No.
Change it. Get it legally changed.
No. Oh, but I could. Wouldn't Fleagon. That be crazy? People are like, what is Fleagon? What like, is... It's my name. What are you talking
what
about?
What does it mean? What Jeremy were your parents Fleagon thinking? Loughlin.
What is Mary?
Well, see, here's what happened. His parents were in such a hurry to give birth to Jeremy. Like when his what? Mom suddenly realized, oh, I'm going to have this baby. They were out in the cotton picking fields. Like picking cotton, I guess. And they ran through the fields and accidentally got fleas while they were in the fields.
What are you talking
so when
about?
They got to the hospital and gave birth to Jeremy, no. They're just so itchy from all of these fleas that a nurse asked Jeremy's dad, what do you want to name him? And at that moment, Jeremy's dad was just saying, I wish all of these fleas gone.
That's stupid.
And Jeremy was named.
Because
wow, that was quite a story.
I like your creativity, but it's
are
also
you
going to
tell
stupid.
Our future children that story?
He just did. What?
This is how your older brother was named. No. Your uncle was named. Or, you know, I wonder, where do we have our kids called Jeremy? Uncle Jeremy?
We might.
Really or Uncle Bobo, maybe.
Uncle Bobo. Me? Do you know what? Mm-hmm. That reminds me of something that my sister was going to have her daughter call my mom. And it was just a joke, a cruel joke. She was telling my niece to call my mom Grammy Poo Poo.
Hey,
Grammy Poo Poo.
It's about on par with everything else people call their grandmas.
That sounded really horrible to grandmas everywhere.
Grammy Poo Poo.
Well, in addition to the paper mail that Clarkson sent us, he also sent us some email. And in the email, he sent a couple pictures. And he says in his email, he says, attached, you will find a couple of pictures. One is of a now, you know, it's always fun to omit parts of sentences.
Like you just did.
Well, like replace the sentence with dot, 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 with ellipses. It's actually a character, yeah. Not just three periods. But if you do that on some sentences, you come up with all sorts of hilarity that ensues. And here's a case where that is what my brain did, just naturally. The email reads... One is of a disturbing woman in our art room. Actually, it says of a disturbing life-size sculpture of a woman in our art room.
Oh, my.
But, you know, I thought my version was pretty good, too. But he sent this picture, and here is this picture of the disturbing woman in oh! his... We will have this picture in the show notes at cleancomedypodcast.com/... 136.
That actually did kind of startle me.
That's horrible.
She looks like she made her hair out of the Cookie Monster.
It does look like that. I think that's what happened.
Another monster came from her mittens. Wait a minute, she got her mittens from another monster off of Sesame Street. Is Zoe purple?
Zoe?
No, she's baby blue.
Zoe Deschanel?
No. Okay, I'm not talking about that.
Okay.
Wow. Well.
So
Sesame Street, okay?
This lady looks like, she has a Cookie Monster fur for a wig. A very disturbing woman. Or a sculpture of a woman. Which underneath it probably says sculpture of a disturbing woman. With cookie dough hair. Designed by Lafranc de Baba.
I almost said Bobo. It would have been kind of amazing.
So that's one of the pictures. The other picture he describes is of a list, he says, of a list I found on a bag in a kindergarten room. No, I didn't look in the bag, but you should give your ideas what could be inside. And the list, it's a little paper bag. So we're going to be looking at a thing in a bag here.
On a bag.
And yeah. And the list says, black, fluffy, he eats bones. Number one, black. Number two, fluffy. Number three, he eats bones.
Well.
I'm thinking.
What is it? What is this?
Well, that's the thing. We don't know what's in the bag.
What's in the bag? So what's in the bag?
We need to guess what's in the bag. I'm guessing.
Experiment 627.
Black, fluffy, eats bones.
I'm guessing this is a poor podcaster.
How big is the bag?
That looks like a grocery bag size paper bag.
If number one were blue and not black, I would say experiment 626. But since it's black,
wow,
it must be experiment 627.
If it was blue, you said?
Oh, so cute and fluffy.
Like ugly lady sculpture blue?
That maybe disturbing woman doesn't have hair. That is Stitch disguising himself as her hair.
I think it's a dark-skinned Neanderthal.
Oh my gosh.
I'm thinking it could be your mom.
Oh.
Or maybe a wagon. I mean, a cat. Or a wagon full of cats.
I think that it's something that's difficult to trip.
What? Oh, like a dog?
Mm-hmm.
It's a doggy bag?
It might be.
Which is what some people call barf bags on the airplane.
If it's been in there long enough.
You know what some people call the bags that you get your food in at restaurants.
You could probably just light it on fire and put it on somebody's porch.
Throw it in the sink somewhere. Maybe throw it in a river. Maybe cry a river for it and throw this in the cried river.
Anyway.
Yes.
But we digress.
And
where did he get these pictures?
These were just things he found. Apparently he does a night school for kindergartners because he said.
Oh, right.
And he said in this, and he sent this just a few days ago. Currently, I'm listening to your episodes in reverse. That must be really weird. Eric Nifons and Niawa remembers these. So if you listen to this in reverse, then you'll know what I just said. And I now remember something. That's an Adventures in Odyssey reference. And someone tweeted the other day saying, thank you so much. Or something like, really appreciated the Adventures in Odyssey reference in such and such episode. It might have been Tim then, too. He's like everywhere. He's stalking us. He's outside that window.
Oh, hey, Tim.
I don't want to
He's holding 88 things with him. That's where the 88
And a big name tag that says Tlarsen.
Tlarsen.
But someone tweeted us saying something like, I really laughed at the Adventures in Odyssey reference. I was trying to remember. I looked at the show notes. I could not remember. I didn't want to listen to the old episode. But I couldn't remember what the reference was. And that's probably what it was. The Jürgen von Niawa.
I'm gonna stop doing that.
But anyway, thanks, Tim, for the email and for the gift cards and for the letter and all of that. If you guys want to send us funny stuff, mail stuff to us, email stuff to us, call in funny things, then please email feedback at cleancomedypodcast.com or call in to 903-231-2221. Or you can send something in the post or in the mail. Just keep in mind, stamp prices go up soon. But you can mail something to The Ramen Noodle, P.O. Box 739, Burlington, Kentucky, 41005.
I think people should send us chocolate. Snails.
No.
In the snail mail.
No. Chocolate covered snails.
No, just flipping chocolate. I don't want snails. No snails.
Escargot.
That's like Mexican jumping.
Yeah, well, if I'm in a place chocolate. That prepares escargot, I might try it.
I don't think I'd want to.
I don't really have any desire.
I don't either. But I just thought a pet snail might be cool.
Oh, well, how would it be alive?
Put it in a box.
Preserved by chocolate.
With air holes in it. And
wouldn't put it get out?
Some food in it.
And some salt water in there to keep it alive.
Rub some bacon on it.
Rub some bacon.
Ooh, bacon might kill it because isn't bacon salted too?
Sure.
No.
It's cured though.
Not always.
Maybe.
Bacon snails. Bacon snails.
I'm suddenly making feeling like I don't snails. Know very much.
Put some bacon and you snail it in a snail.
Nope, that's not a song.
Oh, okay. Well, here is another letter from, just lost it.
What?
Oh, no, I've got a...
What are you doing over there?
Yes, I only know, just lost it. This message came in from, where did it go? I have misplaced it. Oh, yeah. No. Never mind. Sorry. I'll get to that message later because I can't find the one that I wanted to use. Anyway. Listeners, so we would love to have your feedback, but these pictures that we've mentioned from Tim and the other pictures that we mentioned will be in the show notes at cleancomedypodcast.com/136. Jeremy, did you send me that video yet?
I did.
Okay, because now we're going to do this.
I knew we were going to say this.
That's right. It's time for Noodles in the News. It's just, a cute little title.
I mean, that street slang again. Just changed the to da and you're good.
Oh, yeah, totally. And rub some bacon on it.
And too, I feel like people are out there going, he said street slang and that doesn't mean anything.
So, Jeremy, you want to set up what this video is about?
Yes, I do. Would you like me to do that now?
Yes, please do that.
Well, the word, it actually explains itself, which is nice, except that it does so in text, which over an audio podcast, you can't hear. So I'm going to read to you what it says in the very first frame, which is, what happens when you put call me maybe through 14 languages in Google Translate and then back into English? This.
Oh, my. This is going to be scary. Just the fact that's that song.
I have to honestly say, unfortunately I can't say, but in autumn I can. Now it's you and I hope that you have spirit. Penny for a kiss, they're as cheap as his. Oh, but now he has eyes, ripped jeans, leather comfortable, windy, hot breakfast. Do I have a boyfriend? Hey, we've just met. And this is madness. Numerous statements on my mobile number. It's hard to appropriate with relevant national laws. Numerous statements of my mobile number. Here we've just met. And this is madness. Numerous statements of my mobile number. Me and all the soldiers are trying to patch it up. Numerous statements of my mobile number.
105 to 106 Capital FM, the Northeast number one.
Whoa.
Okay, forget about that part.
Whoa.
Radio on a podcast.
Wow.
Wow, that was...
I do have my own zoops and blurps and stuff for radio promos.
And for the rest of life. Yes.
Well, it's crazy, but...
here's my number.
Yeah, 903-231-2221. Call us maybe. Well, actually, that I'm saying that is quite ironic because one of the other things that I had to share And this needed its own section, or it needed to be not just in feedback section, but goes along so perfectly with what Jeremy shared, because this work of art, or whatever you want to call this, came in from one of our listeners named Mary,
who
did a psalm for us. You remember last week that Minecrafters 3 did the song for us.
All right.
Well, Mary also did a song for us. And this is another thing that I've been holding on to, wow, since November 21st.
Our listeners sing for us.
Yes. Do yours? I mean, does your mom sing for you, other than Soft Kitty? So here is the message from Mary. Let's try this a bit louder.
Oh, wow.
It's time for bowels to blast.
I think that we might have to put the lyrics in the show notes.
I think so too.
No, this would just be one of those misheard on YouTube things that people can interpret their own lyrics.
Some parts of it are approaching dog whistle level.
Yeah. Well, Jeremy, you have no life, and I look like a fool with my hands in the air.
Wow.
Are you sure that was life instead of wife?
Wow. Wow.
Mary, I totally put my hands up. Thanks.
That was great. Thanks, Mary. And if you couldn't hear that very well, just, you know, rewind and listen again. And it's one of those things that it's got so much depth to it. You have to just keep listening to make sure you got the lyrics right.
I'm going to have to listen to this again.
So thank you, Mary, for sending that.
Thanks, Mary.
It took Mary so long to play. But good job. Well, listeners, we would love to hear your funny stories, or if you want to sing for us, then you can do that. Email feedback@cleancomedypodcast.com or call 903-231-2221. Or you can go to Clean Comedy Podcast and click on the send a voice message link to record a message right from your computer and send it straight to us. It's amazing technology these days.
Record a message from you through your computer, because if you record a message from your computer, I don't know what that would say. I don't know what your computer would want to say to us.
It would sound kind of like that guy that talks through a computer. Or that guy.
That's what happened.
So we would love to have your funny stories, funny things. And we are very soon doing this theme episode of sharing those childhood things that either stuck on to you in life, or just, you know, childhood stories. If you're a kid right now, the funny things that you do as a kid, and then we'll determine if they're still funny to us as adults or something like that, then please email us, call those in, anything like that, send it to us, and we'd love it. Please leave some reviews for us in iTunes, like Clarkson did. You can go to cleancomedypodcast.com/iTunes and also mark the other nice reviews as being helpful. And we'd appreciate that, because it helps other people find the podcast and makes us feel better about ourselves too. So check out the show notes for this episode at cleancomedypodcast.com/136 and follow each of us on Twitter. I'm Daniel J. Lewis, and you can follow me on Twitter at TheRamenNoodle.
I'm Jeremy Laughlin. You can follow me at twitter.com/Phlegon. That's Phlegon.
And I'm Jenny, and you follow me at twitter.com/Jenny's Nook.
So next time life makes you feel like an amateur, keep laughing, because you're not the only one. And thanks for listening.
Nobody can blame ya. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, 'cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you. But you gotta be your own kind of noodle. Add your own seasoning. Be your own kind of noodle, even if nobody else laughs along.
The Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast is a proud member of Noodle Mix Network. Find more of our podcasts to make you think, laugh, and succeed at noodle.mx.
I have to honestly say, unfortunately I can't say, but in autumn I can. Now it's you and I hope that you have spirit, penny for a kiss, they're as cheap as his. Oh, but now he has eyes, ripped jeans, leather comfortable, windy hot breakfast. Do I have a boyfriend? Hey, we've just met, and this is madness. Numerous statements of my mobile number. It's hard to appropriate with relevant national laws. Numerous statements of my mobile number. Here we've just met, and this is madness. Numerous statements of my mobile number. Me and all the soldiers are trying to patch it up. Numerous statements of my mobile number.